Leo Crowley, welcome back to Wellington as victorious Lions coach. Before, I suppose, we look at the game itself, what are your plans for the future?
I'll go home for a rest, and contract's up now, so probably going to call it a day, to be fair.
What does coaching hold for you?
You're in the game when you're in the game a long time.
Yeah.
You don't always have moments like this, but I decided 6 months ago that this will be my last year. So, and it's ended up being a fantastic year. So go home, feed up, play a bit of golf, and spend time with people.
Yeah. Do you expect offers to come in for your services overseas, or you're done retired?
No, I'm not leaving. There's no way I would leave this team to do another team. You know?
Okay. Let's talk about Jerry Collins Stadium a couple of months ago, probably now, against Northland. You lose that game, the public thinks we're done and dusted for the season. What turned it all around?
Well, I think if you go deep, you go one pre-season game, played some good rugby, but plenty, licked a few late tries, made it look close, then went down to Canterbury and actually played really well for 60 minutes. And then they got an intercept try and a couple of scrum penalties and line-out drive, and the job was done. And then sort of just played too much rugby at Porirua Park in the wet. So everyone thought, shit, we're a bad side, but we actually weren't that bad. We just weren't smart at Porirua.
Yeah.
So brought a few new things in that we hadn't had in, and gave us better balance, and away we went, yeah.
I spoke to you, Leo, at halftime in one of the games, and I said, you're going to kick as much as you did in the first half, and you said, that's the new Wellington to me. I remember the words vividly. Is that something you just looked at and said, let's bust our defence, let's kick the ball down to them, let's not bore teams, but let's make them play a bit of rugby?
Teams will come into Wellington and say, we'll just kick it to them, and they'll run the ball in their own half and make a mistake, and then we'll be sweet ass.
Yeah.
And we just thought, bugger that. You're not going to do that, because we want to win the game more than you. So this is how we're going to do it. Trust our D, stop giving away penalties on the tackle, just play street smart rugby a bit better. And then these boys have learnt that, you can still play exciting rugby in a different way. So,
how much accountability do you put on every player defensively?
Oh, it's absolute. It's like defence is our first point of attack, you know. It's no one. There's no place to hide. Only got 31 guys in the squad. No place to hide, so everyone gets. But it's a safe environment. You know.
Must ask you about a line you were asked on Sky last night, and you commented to me last week about the lack of selection of some of these team members and teams above. Whether it's the All Blacks, New Zealand 15, no matter what. You spoke, you only had three players selected for that New Zealand 15, and you alluded to someone like a Billy Proctor last night. Do you stand by those comments, that Billy should have been in the team?
Absolutely.
What does he bring to a team?
Centre's a tough place to play, and he's good defensively. Yeah. He's got a calmness about him. Almost played every game for us. We missed him last year when he was injured. What more does a guy have to do to get in the side when they go and pick a 32-year-old in that position,
And he's a great athlete to boot as well, yeah?
Oh, Billy Proctor's got one of the biggest kicks going around. Like, he's an all-rounder, just very disappointed for him. And obviously, Duplessis and Peter Luckey, Xavier Umeir.
You hope Luckey's time will come, though, yeah?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Even a blind man would select him.
Well,
finally, just on your skipper, Karifi, where's his rugby at? I took a couple of calls this morning concerned that, again, probably the best seven in New Zealand in this competition that played consistently. How does he get selected for our higher honours? He's had a sniff, but he doesn't seem to be getting many more sniffs.
Oh, that's, coaches can ruin players' careers. And at the moment, the coaching group up there obviously don't want a smaller over-the-ball flanker.
Who's one of the hardest-hitting tacklers in the comp.
Yeah, but they're just picking guys on size, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's what they're doing at the moment. So, Tom Christie could say the same. He hasn't got the explosive game skills of a Duplessis, but at the end of the day, you know, the skipper's a seven.
Yeah.
The All Black coaches, you know, had him there for a long time. Dalton Papali'i's a massive, massive guy, and they've got Artie in the back. And then they didn't even pick any sevens in the All Blacks 15.
So it's just, what does he do though? What does he, does he just play out his Hurricanes contract and go overseas, or do you think again his time will come?
Oh, that's not up for me to say, but you know, like, the thing is, if he keeps going on the way he's going, he just might be not out. They just can't not pick him. Yeah. And if that happens, well then a change of coach comes in, might like him, and away you go, you know. It's one coach's opinion at the end of the day.
Finally, Leo, I had a text from a certain Chiefs coach, head coach, last night during the game. And he told me, he asked me about PJ Sheck. Now, for a guy who was called in late and for a young fella, I thought, and it looks like the Chiefs coach thought, his performance was outstanding. What did you make of it?
It's been outstanding all year. Why he hasn't got a full super, I'm not sure. Like, this kid was playing club rugby for Tawa 2 years ago. And I noticed him last year, pulled him in straight after the club season. He was in the 23. You know, he's now a full-time rugby player. God, he's got a career in front of him, you know?
And the kid you brought on in the second half wasn't bad either.
Yeah, we were talking to the Hurricanes the other day and we said we've finally got a couple of props for you, you know? Oh, no, we've got some real good young kids here.
Yeah.
Yeah, real good.
And is that as a coach what you wanted to leave? Was it that as a coach you come in and you leave a team like the Wellington Lions at the top, plus a lot of these young players coming through for years to come?
Oh, it's a dream result for me. You know, when I first come here, I had a good bunch of academy boys come out, and that's the Caleb Delaney's the team, Plumtree's, and
he wasn't bad last night, Delaney.
You reckon? He's, you know, third year out, so I get the benefit of that, and then all of a sudden we've unleashed the Peter Larkai, the Riley, the Sione Halalilo, you know, and your Siali Lewaki, you put that, and next year hopefully Dominic Ropetti and Bradley Crichton, they just keep, they're there, you know.
You can talk, Ruben Love's come on as a player and you're coaching, Aidan Morgan, Riley Higgins, Billy Proctor, you know, I think it's a testament to you that the team has, and the players have improved as players, and that's an important thing for a coach, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely, that's what you want to leave it, but, you know, I said to a reporter today, look, the last 2 years haven't actually been that bad. We, Duplessis and Umanga Jensen got taken by the All Blacks a couple of years ago when we were doing really well.
To sit in hotel rooms, yeah.
Yeah, and we were, you know, we were doing well in that competition before our best two players went. And last year we were probably too honest coming out of COVID. We didn't pull extras into training and following their rules. And I don't know whether every other team followed those rules, but we did. And we got found short. So you end up missing the top four, and miss the top four, well, you don't get the chance, you know. So,
just for finally though, Leo, as you said, you're hitting the golf course, etc. You're relaxing, family time, spend some time at home. Head coach of a rugby, not just, you know, a rugby franchise, which basically the Wellington Lions is. How many hours a day is the mind going? 24 hours a day?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's just like running a business in a lot of ways, you know. But the fact is, like, my main job is to get great assistant coaches. So your coaching group's as strong as you can get, you know. We're lucky here. Mila, as manager, just amazing.
Yeah.
And he just deflects all the shit that shouldn't go your way. He just, you know.
Yeah.
But then, like, to end up with Tamani Ellison and Paul Tito and Greg Helford, just top of the line coaches.
Do one of those guys take over from you?
Oh, I hope so. You know, I hope so.
Thanks for your time.
Very good.